Hiya, I'm Kaz.
And I'm Laura.
And we are Gobby Cow. And welcome to our second podcast.
Podcast number two. How are we feeling about it this week?
Oh, I'm well up for it, actually.
Yeah, what is the topic this week?
It is all about...
quarantine hair in lockdown. What have you been doing? What have we been doing?
Let's discuss.
How have you found lockdown hair the last few months?
Tragic, mate. Absolutely tragic.
Talk us through why.
Because I was really stupid and I didn't get my hair done before lockdown. I kept leaving it because nobody knew... That was Teddy just jumping off the
sofa. He's here again.
Nobody knew we were going into lockdown, really. I think a lot of people didn't believe it.
It was a bit of a shock, wasn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, and I was one of them and I was just like, oh, it's fine, I'm busy, I've got things to do, I'll do it later. And I'd booked it for the week that we went into lockdown. Bearing in mind, I haven't had my hair done since last November.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. I tend to leave it... That's a long stint to go.
Well, I'll leave it a long while because it's a lot of hair. It's quite long and it can get quite pricey. And girls on a budget. So I can't afford to get it done every... You know when you go to the hairdresser, they're like, do you want to rebook for 6 weeks' time? I'm like, hell no.
No.
No, thank you.
Let me just call my bank manager.
Yeah, just be right back.
Bank manager says no.
So yeah, I booked it in for the week we went into lockdown.
Okay.
And it got cancelled the day we went into lockdown. That was when I was due to have it done.
Okay. So what's your main issue then? Where do your issues lie? I know, because I'm looking at you and they are staring me
in the face. I've sprayed them.
Have you?
Yeah. Oh, has it come out already?
So we're talking about Laura's Danish blonde streaks that have appeared in her locks during lockdown.
Yeah, it happens. You know what? I started going grey at 17 and a lot of people have said, when I'm very open as I am, on social media.
Yes,
I'm an
absolutely.
Open book.
No.
Yes. And I said, you know, I've started going grey at 17. It was like a stress clump in my hair. And I used to get really paranoid about it. And then lockdown came and everybody goes through the stages of lockdown. They go through like, and it's a bit like grief. They go through anger. What is it? Acceptance. So I went through all of this and I got to a stage
revenge.
I got to a stage of acceptance with it and I was like, whatever. But now I realise I look like a traumatised Hagrid.
Well, I think for me, to be honest, I've kind of grown into your new look.
Thanks, mate.
It's kind of become a bit normal.
Oh.
But
your expectations of me have lowered, is that what you're saying?
I'm not saying that at all, you're just putting words in my mouth. But I think what I'm saying is you've got to think of the benefit of when you get back to that hairdresser and you come out, how amazing are you going to feel?
Do you know what? I've been an A-star student because my hairdresser said to me, do not put a box dye on it. She's had so many clients who have put box dye, and it's just a nightmare to get out. So I have been there. I've been stood in Morrison's with my little mask on, looking at the box dye, thinking, do I do it? No, I've stayed au naturel. I haven't put a thing on it. It's in good condition, but it's just, yeah.
Okay, so I think you're that end of the spectrum.
Yes. Meanwhile, over here, Claudia Winkleman.
Davina McCall over here.
Yeah,
I've been completely opposite. I've completely ignored what hairdressers have been saying. Grey hair is a fairly new thing for me. I probably didn't start going grey until 30. So, oh God, that's like 10 years.
That's like 15 years.
No, how dare you? Don't age me. I don't need any help on that. So, yes, and I haven't gone grey gracefully.
No.
Do you
anything gracefully, though? Let's
not
be honest.
Not particularly. Everything's... very dramatic,
very
as you know. But obviously, I've got no willpower.
No.
So
we know that as well.
That's another podcast. But I was just like, I can't cope with this. I'm inside. I'm got my scuffs on. I think I felt quite poorly the first 2 weeks because I just didn't go outside very much.
The Rona blues.
And yeah, and I thought, no, I can't do this grey. I put up with it for about 4 weeks, I think. And then I was like, no. So, so I think it was probably about a month ago, I have gone to the shop and bought a box dye.
Yeah.
And I've gone for random colours. My sister came around and she was laughing in my bathroom because I had like 5 boxes of hair dye. And she was like, is this what you've done? You've gone and bought. This is like against the rules, Karen.
Oh, God.
But, you know, from mahogany, bright red.
You just couldn't pick a shade.
Dark. No, because I just kept changing my mind. What look do I want to go for in lockdown?
I think, to be honest, if you're quite au fait with box dyes, like I was in my early 20s, you come to realise that whatever shade you pick, it always ends up the same fucking Ozzy Osbourne brown. So it doesn't matter.
And that's what I wanted, this fresh, young, you know, and I got basically the witch from Hansel and Gretel, to be honest. It's a little bit witchy. It's darker than I like, so I had to adjust my makeup when I finally decided to put some makeup on.
But you're okay because you've got a tan. I think when I go that colour, my dad does call me Ozzy Osbourne. Whereas you look all right, you've got a tan. You can kind of carry off this fake Mediterranean kind of vibe. Like,
well, I feel bad now because you're like obviously just giving me compliments and I've just basically
you've crucified me. But you know, payback. I'll get my payback. So
I think really what I'm trying to say is the look I wanted, the outcome I wanted, I couldn't get. And I've now realised.
Why do I feel like this is leading up to something?
Well, I've realised that I'm gonna have to go to the hairdresser's pretty sharpish because I kind of need it lightening a bit and a bit of like naturel.
Yeah.
Pumping into it, and also my silver tinsel is starting to poke through again.
Pepe Le Pew.
Yeah. which really annoys me because the one thing I don't want my hair to do is grow quickly at the moment, and it seems to be having a real growth spurt. So I'm
feeling very tense right now.
Well, the reason that Laura's feeling tense is because she's feeling like she could be Brad Pitt off 7. Because
well, Karen's got a massive
there's
box.
A box.
And then she's got a box next to her as well. I told you.
Don't, because my mum might be listening to this.
A big baggy box.
Shut up. It's not.
And I don't know what's in this box.
So it's a green box and it's very fashionable, can I just say. It's out of my home office.
Is it an animal?
And, you know.
Am I getting a puppy?
No.
Oh.
We've got one.
Oh.
So what I decided was I went onto social media, as we all did.
Yes.
And I basically, so this is what's got on my tits. It's false advertisement.
Oh, don't even get me started.
And I have fallen into the trap
shit have you bought now?
Well, it was on offer, obviously.
Oh, for God's sake.
It's a great deal.
Oh, it's all right then. It's
a great
fine.
Deal.
Right.
So it was that good a deal, I bought two. And,
God.
So basically, on this advert, it was perfect antidote.
Why am I laughing?
To lockdown hair. Oh, no, it was. Perfect. And I thought, brilliant.
Is that what they sold it as?
Quick, easy, different look, like that.
Oh, Christ.
So handing the box over to
you. Have I got to open the box?
Oh, God, yes. Because I know what's in it.
Fuck's sake.
So this is what I put. So before you open it, this is, the green box is in between us now.
Yeah.
So this is what, probably, I think it cost me £30, but I need to be careful with the products inside because they are going to be returned with a very with a very strong direct letter or email.
Oh no!
Because it doesn't look like the advert.
Is it a bit like that four letter website beginning with W?
What, wank? It looked great on the advert.
Right.
You know.
Oh, God.
It was a bit Salon Selective. Just looks like you walked
Salon
out of a
Salon Selective. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Salon Selective.
And Laura, I would like you to reveal
what
Karen spent £30 on to overcome.
Right, stop saying 30 quid money bags. It's like, you know, no, on a joke.
No, don't. Right. I'm embarrassed. And I can't believe I've actually come on air and I'm telling our listeners about this because it's embarrassing.
Everyone's like, just open the box.
Just open the box, yeah.
Right, okay,
so she's opening the box, people. The lid has come off.
Oh, my God.
And she's looking. Now,
they look like merkins.
Now, for the listeners, obviously you can't see this, but...
What is this?
I will be posting some photos
it looks awful.
With this product that we're talking about. At the end of the podcast, so...
What is it? Is it a wig?
We'll open it.
Well, how? It's in a net, hang on.
Yeah, it's in a net.
Hang on. Oh, no. Are we about about to raid a bank or something?
So look, no look. So Laura, what is it? Can you explain to the listeners?
It's a brown wig with wavy blonde bits.
So it's perfect, isn't it? It's perfect. Like, yeah. This is the hair you would want to come out. So it's got the highlights on it. It's a nice, natural brown.
Yeah. It looks a bit ratchet.
Well, it's quite soft.
It's quite soft. It's quite wavy. Yeah. It's a look.
So what I'd like.
Oh, you're putting it on.
Is I'd like to. So there's two wigs.
There's two. Are they both the same?
No, they're both. No, I went for two different looks, obviously.
Oh, I like the lighter one. Can I be a bit lighter? Yeah. This is what I'm hoping to do at the salon.
So yeah, as you can see, it's got the natural highlight. Yes. It's got a bit of curl.
Right. All so far, so good.
So far.
Yeah. Oh no, what?
Until you put it on.
Oh no.
So I thought, brilliant.
Right.
I can actually get rid of my fringe. No, I've got a different look.
I've got quite a big head.
I've got a different look, so...
I meant physically. No. Fucking hell, Cher, what do you look like?
Well...
I can't see what I look like.
I can't... If I'm...
Tisha Adams. What on earth?
Yes, exactly.
Oh no, it's a bit Halloween-y, isn't it?
But I thought push it back.
A bit of adjustment.
So just to let you know, it's got a middle part in, and as you've probably seen on social
face. Look a little.
And on our picture, I've usually got a fringe. So I thought, brilliant. But if I walked into Co-op,
I think a fringe suits
this, if I walked into Co-op with this on. Would you think that's her natural, beautiful hair?
I would think you were a lady of the night that was just refreshing us going into the newsagent to get yourself a Lucozade after a very successful night.
So, we're going to post photos.
Look at you preening it! You're so, like, feathering yourself.
I know, but then you look in the mirror, it feels lovely, and then, one, it's hot, and I'm sweating.
Yeah.
But yeah. Yeah. So, do you think it was a good £30?
I can't even see myself. I'm imagining I look like a twat.
Go and have a look. She's going.
I'm just checking.
She's going to the mirror.
Oh, for fuck's sake. What is this? I look like a... Oh, no, I look like... Fabulous. I look like a drag queen.
You do. I know. I feel like a bit of a drag queen.
I do look like
a
fabulous drag queen. Oh, God. It keeps getting in my mouth.
So what do you think? Do you think it's a keep or a return?
I would say it's a return, mate. I'll be honest.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought my hair was in bad condition. I mean, the waves are nice.
The waves are beautiful. Yeah. And they're not going to come out and bluster your wind,
are they? It's very warm.
Well, to be honest, it's getting in my face. It's in my face, like...
Getting a bit flustered.
I mean, what if I've all tucked it behind my ears? I mean, is this... No.
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 She's tucked it behind her ears.
No.
I mean, all I can say is, I'm glad you've got a fringe, mate.
I mean, it's not even that, is it? I mean, the quality. I mean, it's £30. I thought...
For £30, you would think you would get something semi-decent.
Yeah.
I like the colour of it, of mine. Yours is too dark.
Yes.
But I like the colour of mine.
Yeah.
Have you forgot to peel your eyebrows off this morning?
No, I've done it. No, I didn't.
Karen always dyes her eyebrows.
I do.
And I always have to remind her to peel them off because she comes to me with black lamented eyebrows.
No, I peeled them off on my way into the post.
You've not peeled the end off.
Oh, that's why. No. But I didn't have a mirror.
I would say wig wise,
it's a
miss.
So we're not recommending.
It's a miss.
Wigs further down.
No. I mean, obviously, if you're willing to spend a bit more than that, I'd say yeah, go for it. But.
No,
I'm going to, I mean, like I say, I'm getting my hair done Saturday. I've not got long to wait until I am sat in that salon chair.
One of my friends, she owns a salon that does hair extension. I don't actually think her business is going to be in jeopardy over the
I mean,
the
what hair is that? It's obviously
horse.
Not.
Don't know.
I thought it was an earthing when you opened the box.
Oh, it smells.
Does it?
Ugh. It's chemical.
Oh.
So yeah,
no.
So
that's a no.
So that was my embarrassing spend.
Oh,
I actually haven't told anybody about that. Hence why I got so excited when we said we were going to be talking about lockdown hair, because I thought I'm just going to have to put this out there.
It's put my hair into perspective. I would say mine isn't as bad as what I thought right now, even though you said I look like a bag of shit. I don't think I did it too badly this morning. I thought it was quite nice, and I thought it looked nice on there. Saturday night.
It did look very
when
nice
the time
on Saturday
was right.
Night. Yes, so didn't you spray your roots with something?
Yeah.
That sends it sticky or something.
No, it wasn't. Well, this is the thing. If anyone's used that root spray,
Yes.
And I'm sure people have.
I haven't.
It's all right, but you spray it and you cover, like, you know, the worst thing is you do it before your makeup, obviously.
Right. So
if you do it after your makeup, you end up with, like, freckles everywhere because it's just brown dye, right. Just splats everywhere.
Yeah.
But it just gets everywhere. It was all over my wardrobe, it was all over my thigh, and I was like, how on earth have I got this hair dye everywhere?
So, do we think that's an alternative as well for lockdown hair, while you're waiting to get that appointment?
It is, but if you're brunette, it's just such a ball ache trying to cover grays. If you're blonde, you can kind of get away with a bit of talcum powder.
So what we're thinking, if we were to go in lockdown again, we're both going blonde?
No, that's so much upkeep. That's so much upkeep.
No.
I went blonde once and not going back.
Out of the way.
So, yeah, you were saying on Saturday night,
yeah,
that you wanted to go a bit lighter.
Yes, I do want to.
So you
want to
do what I'm doing, which is balayage.
You know, I'm coming up to my birthday.
45th.
No.
40th.
Maybe.
Yeah.
In next month.
Yes.
So I think I want to retain that youthful look, and this dark.
Retain or claim back.
Invent.
Create.
Start from scratch. So I think the lighter shade will benefit me, and I'm thinking also it might stop the silver tinsel from showing up.
It is a good style to have if you want to cover a few more greys.
I was going to say I've got plenty of sins.
Well, we know that. We know that.
Yeah, so that's my plan of action, to go and have a little bit of, what do you call it?
Balayage.
A bit of a session, but God knows how much it's going to cost me. And I think I will cry.
It ain't cheap.
And it's going to take a long time, isn't it?
Yes.
To get back to a normal colour.
Yes.
So that's our stories. We'd like to hear yours, actually.
Are there any products that you have tried that you think work wonders for quarantine hair? Because there are ladies that are going to be listening to this that haven't managed to get an appointment yet, or they have to wait another couple of weeks.
Well, that's going to be me, isn't it?
Because it's hard.
That's going to be me, isn't it?
Yeah.
And have I found any products? I found generally scraping your hair up in a messy bun.
Yeah.
To hide your
The quarantine bun has saved us, hasn't it?
Other than that, you know, I do go for a home box hair dye.
You see, I'm more about the hair care.
No, I've scrapped the hair care.
No, I'm using my Philip Kingsley elasticizer.
Right.
From QVC.
And is it good?
Because It's brilliant. It's so good. It nourishes your hair and it really just takes care of those straggly ends. Those are the bits that I suffer with, the ends of my hair. Because they're just dead.
Yeah. And I think that's why we need a good
Need a good 3 to 4 inches.
Yeah. Oh,
off.
Darling.
Steady. Cut off.
Yeah, I think, yeah, mine's just gone out the window.
Yeah.
I think I'm amazed, actually, because I've not really been drying it. I've not washed it as often. I mean, I said to you sometimes, I've come over and you're like, your hair looks nice, and I'm like, no, I've just washed it.
Yeah.
And that's all I've
done. Dragged a hairbrush through.
Yeah, exactly. But it's the condition. But one thing I have discovered is the caffeine shampoo.
Oh, yes.
Now,
I love it.
I have been using that.
Yes.
And first of all, I wanted, you know, a full mane of hair to appear.
Yes.
Hence why I think I'm encouraging the hair growth so quickly the silver tinsel is coming back. But actually, people have commented as well, like, how thicker my hair looks. I'm a little bit receding around my hairline, hence the fringe. And also it was a little bit thin and I'd had extensions, so it thinned it.
Yeah.
You've
put a lot of pressure on your hair in the past 2 years, haven't you?
Yes. So I thought I'd give it a break and give it a treat.
See, I'm not using the caffeine shampoo on my hair, on my head. Well, technically it's
my head. Where am I using it?
On my eyebrows.
Oh, God. I wonder what you're going to say.
Where is your head going?
Jesus. Isn't it good?
I'm not in a 70s bloody film. Bow, chicka, bow, bow.
But also, I've been using it on my eyebrows as well.
Oh, yeah, it's brilliant for your eyebrows.
It was recommended by my eyelash
lady.
Hello, Katie.
Oh, a little shout out for Katie.
Hello, Katie. Miss you. And she said, look, I know this sounds ridiculous, but let's try this.
Yeah.
And yeah, I have got bushy eyebrows. I've got sprigs of hair.
Yeah.
Coming through in all places, and actually if I look to the side I have got a lot more hair growth.
Because at the start you didn't have any really, did you?
No.
Because you've had your eyebrows, what is it you've had done?
Microbladed.
You've had yours microbladed. And I wanted mine done, didn't
yes.
I?
Yes.
But I've got quite natural bushy brows.
Yes.
So I've just been caffeine on and they have really just gone.
Which is what you need. You want to be a bit more brow friendly.
Yeah. I love big bushy brows.
You know.
I love a bushy brow.
Don't get me wrong, I've never had a tattoo and that was my first tattoo.
Oh,
I've
never had a what?
Tattoo.
You went a tattoo.
Tattoo. I've had a tattoo.
A tattoo.
I never had a tattoo and that was the closest thing I've had my eyebrows done. Because obviously it's a similar process.
Yeah.
The cutting the skin and then putting the dye in.
Yeah.
So it is a tattoo. I was very, very proud of myself. It was a little bit tingly, a little bit sore.
Was it?
But it's not given me the lasting result I want, but it's definitely given me a template.
I mean, this still covers in our topic, isn't it? It's still hair.
Yeah.
Are we going down
or
there?
Or lack of hair. Oh, wow.
Do we?
Well, funny enough.
Do
actually,
we step into that?
Well, funny enough,
we were having, box.
We had a little get together to celebrate the launch of Gobby Cow.
We did.
Including the girls.
Socially distanced,
socially
obviously,
distanced,
guys.
People within our bubble.
Yes. I had a few comments online questioning the social distancing. We maintained social distancing.
Yeah.
We even had. What did we have? Our little.
Oh, a face mask.
Our Gobby Cow face mask,
yes.
Didn't we?
Yes. We'll also put a picture of
I'll be honest,
well,
my face mask wasn't on for a long time because mostly I was having a little bit of a drink.
Yes, homemade cocktails.
Yeah, in a socially distanced corner.
Yes.
Looking fabulous.
Yes.
Whilst you were at the Nutribullet making cocktails.
Making Paul Star
Martinis. So at some stage, it got to the point where I was like, it's practically a protein shake because it's come out of the Nutribullet.
Yes, but it wasn't. It had a lot of tequila in.
But we digress.
Especially
the
margarita.
About fannies on Saturday?
Well, I do recall, while I was fairly sober, me saying that actually I'd given my legs a really good shave because I was seeing you lot. So what I did, I shaved them properly, but I realised that during lockdown, even though I had been shaving my legs, don't get me wrong, I've got very dark hair, so they come through quite quickly, but I clearly not been shaving the back of my knees. And I'm not joking.
The back of your knees?
Yeah, the back of my knees.
Do you get hair at the back of your knees?
Clearly I do.
Like
and
a,
they
like
were
a
massive. And I did look down at the shaver and think, oh my god, what the hell is that? Like, there's a gorilla.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, mate.
So, again.
Are you quite a hairy person?
Yes.
Are you? See, I'm kind of like. I kind of look like a baby dolphin. I'm not that hairy.
Oh, I'm glad you're not.
But you're really hairy. Are you like a skinny Chewbacca?
No, I'm not that bad, but my hair's very dark.
Is it? Do you look like
so
a hedgehog?
It comes and it grows quite quick.
Yeah.
As does the hair on my head as we without the caffeine shampoo.
Yeah. See, I'd rather be going grey than be like really, really.
Well,
it's just so much maintenance. Nothing wrong with it. If you wanna have hair on your body and you wanna rock it, do it. But I prefer personally for me to just.
What? Because sorry, you mentioned grey in that.
No, I'd rather have grey hair as an issue rather than excess body hair like
oh,
you.
Oh God. It's not excess body hair.
No.
It's just I probably have to shave more than you.
Yes.
Especially around the muffin.
The muffin.
I'm
not prepared to go on a podcast and talk about my muff muff.
No.
I mean, we'll talk about yours if you want.
No, it's absolutely fine.
Are you sure?
No, there's certain things that a girl doesn't want to discuss. And that's definitely...
Just the hairy knees,
that's definitely, definitely a hairy muff during lockdown. It's been quite nice, you know, not shaving as often.
Yeah.
I mean, it's been a bit slob.
It is shitty how society kind of makes you feel like you have to, but I think people, like I say, some people like to be natural. That is cool.
That is cool, but that's not me. Going out and having like man hair legs. Because that's what mine would
for you isn't a
no-no.
No. See, I've seen girls on Instagram with hairy legs and hairy arms, and I think, you know what? They've dyed it pink, they've got rainbows, whatever. Cool. If you want to do
absolutely
that,
fine, Barbie.
Rock it.
Absolutely
rock
fine.
It. But you personally, you just don't like to create static when you walk
no.
in.
No.
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 Okay.
No, it's not my cup of tea.
So have you freshly shaved for today?
I have, yes. Freshly shaved just for you this
I've noticed
morning,
your 5
Laura.
O'clock shadow's looking better.
It is, isn't it? It's a fun...
Do you know what? I can't even laugh about that because my little boy came in the other day and I nearly cried.
Why? What's he...
Well, he's obsessed with body hair and he just came in because he's like a little man, isn't he? And he come in and he went, oh my God, mummy, look, I've got a moustache. And I was just about to go, oh, babe. Just like you. I was like,
wow. Cheers, child.
Wow. I'll just be right back. I'm just going to go to the bathroom and dermaplane my face.
Right, okay, for the fifth time today.
No. Do you know what? That is something I was talking to you about on Saturday.
You
in
were,
a very
actually.
Drunken way.
Yeah,
I was trying to sell
you.
Karen into getting her face dermaplaned.
Yeah, and then my other friend said that she'd done it. I was like, oh, I feel really pressured into this now.
But I've said I would do it for you.
Yeah. Maybe we ought to do that on a podcast.
What, you want me to do it on a podcast?
Maybe, yeah.
What?
It's not very visual, is it?
But no. You might be able to hear the shh as I cut through all that coarse black hair on my face, but...
I feel a bit nervous.
It's amazing. It's so easy.
Okay.
And then your makeup sits nicer as well.
Yeah, that's what you were both saying. I think that's the thing that kind of...
It's like an
me.
Exfoliation slash get rid of that little peach fuzz.
Yeah.
But again, if you don't want to... Don't bother.
No.
It's a personal preference.
No.
It's all about personal preference.
It's just something that I've never thought about. And all I've seen it is where salons offer it.
Yeah.
But it costs you an arm and a leg.
Yes.
So
does a derma needling. I have a kit in my bedroom that I bought from Amazon.
You are not needling.
I've done that. Why have I done that? Amazon. What is it? We can't pronounce words today.
Amazon.
Yeah, that's
yeah,
the one.
Yeah, Amazon.
Yeah, Prime.
Yeah.
And I ordered it.
Prime.
I ordered a derma needling kit, which is basically like a little roller with needles.
Oh, God, you're not doing that.
And you roll your face and it rejuvenates whatever, I don't know. And
does it work?
I've not used it yet. I can't bring myself to.
Oh,
the
needles?
Yeah. I just keep looking at it, thinking, I keep sacking myself up and I'm like, right. Tonight's the night, I'm going to get, you know, my little derma roller out. And then I just look at it and I just go, ooh, I can't bring myself to do it.
Yeah.
I just, something about piercing my skin with loads of little needles in my bedroom, not in a sanitised salon.
Yeah.
Just something. I know people do it. People do it at home all the time. But I'm not a high maintenance girl. I don't do all these high maintenance things.
I think that I would be happy to go to a salon. I agree with you. I'd be happy to go to a salon and they do it. But
yeah.
I think me doing it myself... I don't know, would I be a bit tentative and not do it properly because I was wiggling about?
Possibly.
What, am I doing it right?
Yeah.
Is it going to hurt? Whereas if someone's doing it for you, it's like with the microblading.
Yeah.
You're there, you've just got to get on with it. Or you can turn around and run, which I did think about several
or
times.
Or you could have a panic attack and sit up and walk out halfway through like I did when I had my eyelashes. Is it LVL? Where they do the perm on the eyelashes and they pull them back.
Yeah.
Well, I kind of booked it because I was going to this big fancy ball last year, wasn't I, for a big awards ceremony and thing. And so I got my little ball gown and my little fake tan. And for me, that's like an effort because I am not a fake tan girl.
No.
I don't do anything like that, do
no,
I? I don't paint my nails.
I'm definitely the orange one.
I have short natural nails because I don't like long nails. Karen, you go and get your nails done.
Don't usually,
you? Very
don't look at the
pre-quarantine
sausages that I've got. To
You're a little bit more high maintenance than me, aren't you? You get a bit more glammed up.
Yes, I do. I do like my treats.
Yes.
I like to go and have a pedicure.
Yes,
that's my favorite.
I love a pedicure. Love a pedicure. But now,
my feet are horrendous.
Since being a runner, it's kind of a waste of time.
Mm.
But anyway, I digress.
Anyway, yes.
So I went to the salon to have this LVL treatment.
Yes,
and I, not being in that kind of routine. When she handed me a leaflet, I was like, oh, yeah, that's fine. But I didn't read it. So then I went into the salon, lay on the couch, and I was running a bit late. And your phone's going off. Is it all right?
Yeah, I'm all right.
I'm right?
I'm all right, just popular love.
Okay. So went into the salon, running a bit late, sat down in the chair, and she just immediately started, bless her, like, because she was, like, trying to get me on time and everything.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was a bit flustered because I've just done... mummy chores in the morning. So I lay down on this couch and all of a sudden my eyelids like pulled back. I've got this sticker on my eye and she's like applying something to my eye, very, very close to my eyeball. And I'm just like freaking out because I'm like, what's happening? I don't know what's happening. And I just got really panicky. And then, you know, you can feel the tension and you're just like, no, I don't like this. And in the end, I was like, take it off, because I could feel it stinging. And I think it's because she kept saying my eyelashes were fluttering and I didn't realise. I'd have like 3 cups of coffee before for this treatment. Oh, so I was buzzing off my tits.
I'm not being funny, it sounds horrendous. It sounds like something out of bloody
No, no, she was fine.
You're in a room, you're on this chair, we're going to strap you down.
She did everything to the book. She was doing it. It was me being
You weren't.
It was me being an absolute dickhead. And my eyelashes were fluttering, and then she was like, oh, your eyelashes are fluttering. So when you're like trying to stop something, obviously, does it more.
Yes.
So then the solution got into my eye, and I was like, oh, no, I'm going blind. I can't see. It's stinging. And I was like, just take it off. And bless her, she had to stop the treatment halfway through.
So let me get this right. So did you walk out the salon with one permed...
No, I walked out, bless her, she, like I say, she did everything right, everything, and I felt sorry for her, because I was like, I'm not the kind of girl to get this treatment, and I won't be again, I'm not doing that. But I ended up walking out the salon with this treatment. She tried to get it off my eyelash, but a bit of it was left on, so I kind of walked out with an eyelash perm that lasted for a week.
Right.
So they look good for the ball.
Yeah, oh, that's the main thing, I mean, that's why you
were doing
it.
They just hadn't been dyed.
Right.
But yeah, it was... very scary.
Sounds traumatic to me.
Yeah.
I'm glad you're over it now.
Kinda.
Don't go and have it done again.
No.
Don't go with me either.
No.
Because I think we'd set each other off.
Well, I'd think I'd make you laugh.
Yeah. I think you would.
So, yeah, that's basically where we're at with the quarantine here, isn't
yeah.
it? So I'm getting mine done on Saturday.
Yeah.
So I'll be posting fabulous selfies.
I'm glad you will. I need to actually just get myself in.
Do a little shout out to Claudia, my hairdresser.
Hi, Claudia.
Hi, Claudia.
And I've got no idea where I'm going to go, who I'm going to have to do it. I really need to sit down and have a bit of a think
about this. Have a big, deep think about what you want.
Otherwise, I'm going to miss out.
Miss out.
So, yeah. So we'll keep
and I'm going to look fabulous and you're going to look like a mess.
We'll keep you updated on that.
Yeah. I'm sure we'll do some photos.
But guys, if you've got any stories that you want to share with us, hop onto our social media.
Yes.
We'd love to hear them.
Yeah. Because we want to discuss the things that you're thinking about and you're talking about. And
yeah.
Yeah. Because hair might not relate to you. You might be bald as a coot and you're just like, you know... You might not relate at all. So if you
if you want hair and your bald as a coot,
you can have a wig. We've got two wigs.
A couple of wigs go cheap.
Yeah. But yeah, just send us your stories. Send us your funny stories of things that have happened. I'd love to read out some funny stories of what's happened in quarantine.
Same.
And yeah, any suggestions? We are happy, more than happy to talk about any suggestions.
Absolutely.
We'll... Shout outs if you want a shout out.
Oh, another good shout out. That'd be good. I'll do some shout outs.
Definitely.
And yeah, so you can find us on Facebook. It is Gobby Cow Clothing.
Yes. We're also on Instagram at Gobby Cow Official.
And anything else?
And the podcast link, you twat.
That might help. Well, they're listening to it, they know what it is.
Yeah, but you know, just say it again. Okay. Gobby Cow Official, isn't it?
Gobby Cow Official.
And we're on Spotify at the moment. We're on Anchor.
Are we on Apple now?
I haven't had a notification about Apple yet.
We'll keep you updated on that.
We will.
As soon as we know for sure, we'll let you know. But don't forget, go shop. Our online store is open.
Of course we have.
We went live this week.
We went live on Friday. We've left the best till last. We went live this week with our store. We have had a blast, haven't we?
We have. We're absolutely exhausted.
We ended up with some fans in Canada, didn't
we? We did. We've
got America.
Brazil.
Yes,
but
the Canadians were very supportive.
Very, very supportive. Obviously, the Gobby Cow goes down well over there.
Can I just say something? A lot of people have really appreciated the cucumber.
I don't know what you mean.
We need to give him a name.
We do need to name the cucumber.
I'm thinking Colin.
Colin the cucumber.
Colin sounds quite good.
If anyone's not seen it, go onto the website. So it's www.gobbycow.com.
And see if you can spot the cucumber.
Laura's very impressed.
Oh, it's eye-watering story. Honestly. I was so happy when you posted
that. Sorry, I wouldn't know. Let's just make it clear. No cucumbers were harmed during the building of that website.
No, but it is funny.
So go see if you can spot it, guys.
It's just kind of like poking its little face at the camera, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
With one eye.
With one eye. On you.
On me. Why on me? So, yes, have a look at our socials, website, and we will speak to you next week. Bye-bye.
Bye.